Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisors of old ones. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mark Bowman, the president of Creative Colors International. And Creative Colors International is a mobile-operated service company specializing in repair, reconditioning, and color restoration on leather, vinyl, fabric, plastics, and carpeting in the automotive, commercial, and residential markets. And we're going to talk to Mark about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisors of old ones. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mark Bowman, the president of Creative Colors International. And Creative Colors International is a mobile-operated service company specializing in repair, reconditioning, and color restoration on leather, vinyl, fabric, plastics, and carpeting in the automotive, commercial, and residential markets. Hey, Mark, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning, Marty. I'm doing quite well, and how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I've been following CCI for a long time now, and I just realized this is the first time we're having you on the show. So it's a privilege to have you on today. Well, I'd like to ask our guest, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Okina, Illinois.
Okay, fantastic. And is that where the headquarters is for Creative Colors International, Mark?
Yes, it is, and it's in the southwest suburbs of Chicago, about 30 miles.
Okay, that's fantastic. You have an interesting history. Maybe you can tell our listeners about the history of CCI.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the original company was formed in 1980 by Jim and Joanne Foster. They were the original founders that started in the Chicagoland area for the repair and restoration services of vinyl, leather, and fabric. And from there, they operated it for about 10 years and decided to expand and figured franchising was a good route. So in 1991...
Right.
Creative Colors International was spun off, and the franchise division was created through its affiliate, J&J's Creative Colors, for the repair and restoration technique so that we could franchise the concept nationwide. Both companies today still run side by side as two separate entities. They're family owned and operated, and both into second generation ownership by the Foster family.
Wow. It's one of the things I got, too, in studying Creative Colors International is I think that was the appeal for a lot of your franchisees, too, was I recall them mentioning that, you know, it has that, like, family atmosphere, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We definitely try to treat every one of our franchise owners and their employees as part of our family. It's kind of the philosophy or culture that we've built within our system is everybody knows everybody from the president, CEO, all the way down to the technicians and the inventory guys. So everybody knows everybody. That we feel that's an important part of our brand of, you know, knowing who's not only in our system, technicians and owner-wise, but just on a personal level as well. So definitely a plus.
Yeah, I think that's so important. Maybe you could tell our listeners, you know, if you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth, Mark, I mean, how do you typically answer the question when, they ask the typical question, so what do you guys do? How do you respond to that?
Yeah, the 10,000-foot overview that I normally give is, you know, we're a mobile unit-based business that can be ran from the home.
Right.
It's a low overhead with high profit potential, and we are in the repair and restoration market of vinyls, leather, fabrics, and plastics. And those markets include the automotive industry, the furniture industry, commercial industry, such as restaurants and hotels, doctor's offices, you name it. I also use the analogy, too, of like the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Anywhere there's vinyl, leather, or fabric, there's a need for our service.
It's amazing how, you know, the industries have grown, too. And this is how, you know, long I've been, you know, following Creative Colors International. It seems like there's a lot more industry, and you do so much more today than you did, you know, compared to 10 years ago. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. When we first started out, the majority of our markets were primarily in the automotive industry, being new and used car dealers, body shops, rental car companies, things of that nature. And then as we continued to grow our brand, we sort of diversified into additional markets because we found that there was a significant need for our type services. And from that, we've sort of branched off into developing these separate divisions, all of which that comprise repair and restoration. So we're still doing the same type services. It's just we're doing it on a couch now instead of a car seat, or we're doing it on a train seat, or we're doing it on a restaurant booth or an airplane seat. The concept of what we do in repair and restoration-wise is consistent all across the board. It's just who our end consumer or customer is.
It's interesting. I was joking around with my wife before the show, you know, and she says, you know, who's going to be on the show today? And, you know, I said Creative Colors International, and she was also familiar with your company, and she said, you know, the target audience could be also anyone that has children. We have a six-year-old son, and, I mean, you can imagine, you know, what little boys sometimes do to the carpeting and the furniture and the car, and just, you know, so I said, the market for Creative Colors International is huge, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but it's pretty significant.
Oh, absolutely. Best way to describe it, I always say it's limitless. If somebody says they can't find an opportunity to do work for a customer in their territory, I said, you're not looking because it's everywhere. From you as a consumer that has furniture in your home with your kids that damage it or write with a pen or a permanent marker or they spill juice in the car, you know, that's the daily mishaps that happen, and, you know, we're there to help, you know, eliminate those mishaps, you know, in a timely and cost-effective manner. So it's really, truly a unique niche business that, you know, we're always behind the scenes. A lot of people don't know that we even exist. So it's education that we need to do to let people know who we are and how we can help them.
Sure, absolutely. What would you say distinguishes Creative Colors International from the competition, Mark?
I would say there's a lot of things, but the primary being is, you know, we have low overhead costs, high profit potential, which it's typical probably in service-based businesses, but our franchisees, we know, are more profitable than the average Subway franchise based on FDD and earnings reviews. We have national support. We have local support with our training and consulting. Our training program is, I think, the tops in our industry. We dedicate a lot of time and spend 3 weeks of just hands-on training with our franchisees, have the latest products, the techniques. We work with chemists and laboratories to develop, you know, the latest and greatest products. What worked 10 years ago doesn't work today. You know, it's all of that put together. It's our marketing efforts. It's our program. It's the uniforms. It's the vans. You know, it's the whole package all in one. You know, and the franchisees are obviously investing in a brand, you know, for growth over the future, which is where we're positioning ourselves to take us to the next level. All of the people at our home office have been a part of the system really for the past 20 years. So experience-wise, you know, we've got over 30-plus years of industry experience, and all of the staff, you know, has 20-plus years of experience as well. So couple all of these things together, I think, gives us a unique advantage over our competitors, plus the offerings of our franchises, too. We have three different levels of franchises that we offer, a single unit, an area development, and a regional development, which is very unique in our industry. Nobody that I know of is offering it in our business. So that, I think, is definitely a plus. The testament of our franchise owners in our system is something else that, you know, we have franchisees in here that have been longer than 10-plus years. Half of the owners are more than 15-plus years. You know, we have franchisees that, you know, like our system. They enjoy the, I guess, family atmosphere. They enjoy the profitability, and it's something that they want to be a part of and then hopefully transition into their family and second-generation ownership as well.
Yeah, and for all those reasons that you just said, it is another reason, you know, I've always been following you and thought that Creative Colors had a wonderful franchise system. As a family business that has turned to like a national franchise, maybe you can tell us about the recent restructure and rebranding that you launched, Mark, as a second-generation business owners.
Oh, absolutely. You know, probably in an overview as well, since the company was established back in 1980, we followed the same model and same branding and same processes over the years and kind of refreshed it a little bit here and there. But upon the second generation of ownership, we knew it was time that we needed to kind of step things up and refreshen so that we can attract a higher caliber franchise and ultimately take CCI to the next level. With that is something I alluded to earlier about offering different models that are available.
Right.
But before we even started this process, you know, we were well established. We had a good presence. We were making profits. The economy started to go up and down a little bit in 07 and 08, and we took a good look at our organization, realized we needed to make some changes for long-term growth, you know, not 5 years, but 15, 20 years out. So over the next couple of years, from the summer of 2011 through the spring of 2013, you know, we outlined kind of where we needed to go with this. We started putting our thoughts and ideas down on paper, creating a revised business plan, and we knew that we had to kind of outsource a little bit. So the first step with rebranding was hiring a franchise sales group, you know, to help with our franchise development efforts, you know, to attracting the higher candidate level that we were seeking. We knew internally that we just didn't have the manpower, you know, to do the franchise development as much as we wanted. So finding the right partnership was crucial to us and the first step to get the ball rolling. You know, the challenge with all of this is being that we hadn't really had much updates or changes, you know, since 2000. there was a lot of things that needed an overhaul, in our opinion.
Right.
And we needed to get in today's terms of making the brand and the logo, more modernized, more sleeker.
Mm-hmm.
And this came from, doing it with the logo first. The core of our business has always been CCI is incorporated as part of our name. That's
right.
Kind of been entrenched in our industry. So we didn't want to get away from that completely, and we wanted to sort of just modernize our current logo, freshen it up. The fonts we were using were from the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And anything today, the brands get refreshed. They constantly get respun. It's the same name. It's just the way that how it looks and appears. So it took some time to come up with the logo and make sure that everybody on board at corporate office was okay with it.
Right.
We even asked the input of the franchises as well once we narrowed it down to kind of make sure that they were on board with it as well, because
mm-hmm.
obviously we want them to, follow and build the brand as well, and you want to hear from your franchisees because it's very important.
Yes. Yeah.
So after we got the logo all squared away, we said, all right, now we have to look to redo our mobile unit vehicles. It is our number one form of advertising and marketing,
right.
Being that we are a mobile unit business, it's constantly passing hundreds of thousands of consumers a day. So we knew we wanted something fresh. We always had, I call it die-cut decal graphics.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted something that was going to be either a full wrap or a half wrap, something that was attractive, something that could tell a story about our business on the van,
right.
And, including the colors in branding throughout, from our website to our stationery. We wanted to make sure that whole look and feel sort of tied around the logo into the van and everything else that we were doing. So we took, again, lots of time. It was probably a good 6 to 8 months of reviewing different designs by different vendors, something that we, again, all felt would be eye-catching enough and consistent and basically to be cohesive throughout, using our new logo on our website, our stationery, and marketing collateral. So quite a tumultuous project that we took on, but nonetheless, we eventually were able to get there and finalized all of that in April of this year, 2013. So the van images were done, and then we started to do the van conversion process. In addition to that, we needed to make sure that we not only worried about new franchisees coming on board and looking at the new
right.
graphics, but we also wanted to make sure our existing franchisees would buy into it as well. That was another important for us, too, because we didn't want them to lose the brand identity that many
right.
of them have developed over the past 10, 15, 20 years. So we had taken a blended approach to phase over the new graphics into our current existing fleet over time, which was definitely well perceived by our franchise network. One of the things I mentioned earlier now is after the logo's behind us, the van's behind us, we started to repackage our franchise offering. We restructured it. We only used to offer a single type franchise model in the past.
Right.
Our franchise
right.
grew and they wanted to expand. They in turn could come back to us and buy another franchise when they were ready. Well, we realized that after we were rebranding all of this and saying that most of our franchises in our system, probably about half, are multi-unit owners. And
wow.
we support multi-unit ownership quite well
right.
and
right.
allow them to achieve and grow. So we said, well, why not just offer it right from the beginning? So we decided to offer three different models. The first is the owner-operator model, which is a single-unit franchise.
Right.
Then the second is offering a multi-unit model, which consists of three or more franchise territories. And then the third is a hybrid of a regional development model, which is sort of a blend between a multi-unit model, and then it also gives that franchise owner the ability to sub-franchise and support franchisees that they would sell in their territory. So it allows them to be much bigger and sort of like a mini home office. So we felt that was definitely important for attracting, again, somebody who is coming out of corporate America, ex-CEO,
right.
who really wants to grow and build businesses, really not work in it. He has a team of players that
sure.
knows how to build a team and can make it happen. Felt it would be a great opportunity to do this. So once we had all of that underway, then we had to go back and redo our FDD, the legal document that everybody knows in the industry that franchisees, eventually sign. So
right,
we
right.
had to redo the FDD, rewrite 3 different franchise agreements, and then we had to go out and register all of them offerings in all of the states. That took probably a good 6 to 8 months, and it now allows us to sell in every state. Previously, we were not always registered in every state in the U.S.
Right.
So, again, as part of the rebranding process, we wanted to go coast to coast with the franchise sales team and the offering. We knew we had to kind of blow it up nationwide. The last thing that we sort of needed to fill in the missing puzzle again was we needed to hire a PR firm to help increase and gain brand exposure and awareness on a local level, you know, as
right.
well as a national level, in all types of media, you know, including the consumer, the business,
right.
and industry publications. Being that we have so many markets that we touch, you know, we wanted to kind of get in all of them vertical markets. So that was one thing that we had worked to develop and finalize basically over the past couple months. And we had worked with a company that we had sort of dealt with in the past that we had good relations with. So all of these things ultimately had led us to the point to where we're at today, that we've made sure we've never neglected our current franchises. We've made sure that we've stayed on target, I guess you would say, to keeping them profitable
right.
while the undertaking of rebranding the concept. It was quite an undertaking, you know, for all of us, but in looking back, well worth the time and effort we spent into it. We took the time to think things out. We took the time to, you know, think 2 steps ahead so we just didn't jump into something.
Right.
Very, very important for us. We always like to have a nice roadmap to follow. You know, and with it, it's starting to pay off for us in our system. So, you know, since 2012, when the rebranding really started, when we redesigned our website, we already noticed changes within our system. Average growth year by year typically ranged, you know, anywhere between 5 and, you know, 15%,
right.
10 being probably on average. And with the rebranding and redoing the website and introducing new marketing collateral for our current system, over the past 3 years, we achieved probably about a 10 to 30% growth rate, with some markets and franchise even exceeding that in triple digits. But on
wow.
average, our growth rate basically doubled or tripled based on what we were doing. So we were seeing some results of what we were working behind the scenes to do.
It's really phenomenal. I mean, the story, I mean, it sounds like, of course, you know, 2012, 2013 have been that very busy, you know, year for you. And your story is really, I would say it's common, Mark, but, you know, even like, you know, been doing the show 7 years now, you know, we've heard this story, you know, with a lot of even like the bigger, you know, franchises, you know, is how they have to, you know, change the logo, and they do like a lot of like rebranding and things like that. And it's of course the benefit, I think, into getting into franchising is as well as the franchisee doesn't always have to worry about those things. You know, I mean, they have the franchisor who's doing a lot of work, and I think it was great that you did approach the franchisees as well, because I guess sometimes there is like, you know, a little resistance to change. It doesn't even matter what the change is sometimes. People are just resistant to change, but I think it's great that you, you know, you did get their feedback as well. I think that's so important. In speaking about your franchisees, I mean, what do you look for in your franchisees, Mark? I mean, what type of characteristics or traits do you look for?
Well, we have several. I mean, typically an ideal CCI franchise, you know, has a diverse background, you know, an array of acquired skills that they've accumulated through their prior work experience. Some qualities we look for include having a sales background, management, marketing, or operations.
Right.
Is definitely a plus. Having an executive background and or, you know, having prior entrepreneurial experience is definitely something they can add to the table. It allows them to think out of the box as, you know, a consumer, a manager, and an owner, all with that same perspective. You know, and ultimately, depending on the level of, you know, expertise and capital of the prospect, you know, we offer the model options that range, again, for the single unit owners, multi, and executive and regional, based upon the skill set of the people that we're looking for. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we want somebody that's going to be a hands-on, go-to person that's not afraid to jump in and help build something, and having prior experience in different businesses that they've worked in or jobs is definitely going to help them ramp up their operations in their franchise territory much quicker.
That's great. What is the training like? I guess the training is the same for, you know, whether you're a single, multi-unit, or, you know, regional type of franchise. What's that like, Mark?
The training program itself is approximately 4 weeks. And new franchisees spend the first 2 weeks learning the techniques, basically all hands-on, regarding how to make the colors by blending, by tinting, how to do the repairs on the various substrates of vinyls, leathers, fabrics, and plastics. So it's really a hands-on classroom situation where they're working on live pieces. Of course, there's some swatches that they'll work on as well, but they're working on door panels, they're working on seats, they're working on leather cushions and leather chairs. We want to make that classroom setting as real-world as possible, and then we'll even bring in, you know, customer pieces to have them work on. Somebody will drive in their car, and, you know, we'll do repairs for them in our warehouse, or somebody will drop off an ottoman or a recliner and, you know, do the work there. So classroom settings are always can be a little bit touchy,
right.
But we put as much real-world situation in that. That's very important. We educate and teach them on all the different types of materials and how to repair them. There's different types of leathers that are out there, of which I won't get into the explanation, but we teach them how to understand and spot the differences between a pigmented leather and an aniline leather, because there's a certain course of action that needs to be taken with a particular type of substrate that you're working on. So we do a lot of education, a lot of training on understanding what it is that you're working on and then how to go about and attack that. The third week of their training, the franchisees learn about the marketing, the management, and sales strategies that makes us unique, you know, in our industry. Does a lot of the back office type information. You know, they're taught how to do their billing, and we set up their accounting software with them right here. So that way, then we hit the ground running. They're already set up. We work with them to answer any other type of questions on hiring. We have an employee manual. We have a material safety data sheet manual. Kind of give them the whole gamut, you know, in that basically third week of what's desired in the management aspect behind the scenes of just doing the repairs. Additional training during that third week is also completed in educating them how to work with our current vendor network, how to utilize the franchise portals that we have in place for them for ordering their stationery, their sales, collateral, vehicle graphics, clothing, promotional items. You know, we have a lot of prearranged relationships that we walk them through and set up their accounts and show them how to get there and, you know, do what needs to be done as, you know, as the owner. And that basically handles the third week while they're here. Then the fourth week is basically what we call their grand opening week, is where we provide support in their territory, and we go out with them working side by side. We're knocking on doors. We're making sales contacts, you know, distributing our marketing collateral. We're performing work and services in their territory. So they have, I guess, the guidance of having somebody with them, even though they've just come out of training and they're considered to be an expert, there's still some questions that they probably have. And again, phone support is great, but having a real life person with them right next to them in the van or on the lot working is definitely a huge asset. So that's something we strive and put a lot of effort in. During this time while they're in training as well, and even prior, we have a direct mailing campaign that we customize for that franchise in their territory, and we look to target the markets that they want to go after right away, whether it be the automotive industry, the furniture, or the commercial. We send out a series of items to basically help pre-sell the territory, saying CCI is coming to town, keep an eye out for us, you know, in the upcoming weeks. Call us today to set up an appointment. We'll be out in your area the following week. And that sort of helps educate and ramp up the process so people know who CCI is and what services that we can offer and how we can be of value. Found that to be a very effective tool that we've done that's helped franchisees ramp up much quicker. Overall, though, the entire program, it's very in-depth. It's hands-on. As I mentioned before, we feel it's like in the top of the industry of what we do. It covers all facets of the business. in both technical and management and marketing levels. And the bottom line is, not to beat a dead horse, but we do consider our training to be the best. We refer to it as being the Tops or the Cadillac of our industry or Mercedes, something that's associated with high quality. And basically, we throw a lot at everybody, but it's all quality. It's not just quantity.
Right,
and that in itself is very important for them to absorb.
It is important. That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Mark, to get more information on becoming a franchisee with Creative Colors International? Any websites you'd like them to go to?
Our primary website is wecanfixthat.com. That talks about our services, and there's links back to our franchise offerings as well as creativecolorsintl.com.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Mark, for coming on the show. Again, I've been a big fan of CCI a long time now, and I think you guys have a great system. So I'm going to continue to follow you, and perhaps we can have you guys come back next year as you're doing all these wonderful things at CCI. I think it's great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I definitely appreciate the time today, Marty, and I look forward to it, and you take care.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great holiday. We'll be right back with more Franchise Certificates.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews many years now. We've had some incredible guests on the show. Today you're going to get to hear from Todd Leff, and Todd is the CEO and president of a franchise called Hand in Stone, and Todd has many, many years' experience, and we always like to ask the veterans in franchising, what is your advice to our listeners as far as their quest to buy a franchise? And I thought Todd's response was quite brilliant. He narrowed it down to three questions you should ask, and we're going to hear that right now.
Spending significant time out there, you know, really marketing the business, and that's where they can add value, to growing the business.
Sense. So you've been doing this such a long time. The questions I was excited to ask you is what advice would you give to our listeners on buying a franchise, Todd?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I will give you my three questions that I tell every new prospect. These are the three questions you should answer in looking at any franchise. One is, do you believe in the long-term growth of the industry, because it's very hard in an industry that's flat or declining to claw away market share from other established competitors. So me personally, I was looking for an industry that had long-term growth potential. Number two, do you believe in the underlying business model of that franchise? Because you can have a great industry and have a business model that doesn't work. So you have to get into the, you know, building a pro forma, looking at what the potential revenue is and what that would produce. And then the third question I tell people to ask is, you know, can you see yourself fitting culturally with the organization, whether that's the management team that you'll be working with at the franchise, the people you'd be working with in the business, and the other franchisees in the system? Do you see yourself being able to get along and work with those groups and have confidence that these people can lead a brand forward? So I think if you can answer all three of those questions yes, then you really have something that you ought to investigate carefully and proceed with.
Wow, that's well said. We're going to have to – we have what's called the great quotes in franchising. I think we're going to have to put that in there. I think that's fantastic advice. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Happy New Year, everyone.